It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, here we are, Pismo Beach and all the clams we can eat. What a way for a duck to travel. Underground. Hey, wait a minute. Since when is Pismo Beach inside a cave?
I wonder. I just bet we should have turned left at Albuquerque. And then maybe a right turn at La Jolla. Well, we can't be too far off. So if we,
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine! Get back in there! Down, down, down! Go, go, go! Mine, mine, mine!
What's up, Duck?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Oh, I love it. Second day in a row, I just dug this song east by it. Have to. I brought my iPod in for you, too. Just in case you can throw some of the non-your iPod suck stuff that I have on my iPod and, you know, get that.
I brought an iPod for you.
I forgot to give that to you last time we played that game. I brought that home, so I'll give that to you later. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. How are ye?
Hi.
It is Thursday, July 24, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me get right to our phone number without further ado.
I think you should.
877-365-3636. I'm sorry. That
already,
was very rude.
Already with that?
Every day.
You know, it just is the Awkwafina Berry Burst that I enjoy so much.
Dear, let's have a good show.
Our AOL instant message is Mike O, WJFK. Send us an email at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. And go to MikeO'MaraShow.com to see our horrible, disfigured feet.
They're lovely.
Those pictures on MikeO'MaraShow.com were mighty embarrassing. I don't mind telling you. We have fat, ugly ankles. We have fat, ugly feet. And mine had scabs.
Do not be mistaken. You may think you're at the website for NIH. But no, it's actually for this program.
One particular picture of my foot had one of those little fishies right over one of my toes. And it looked like I had toe fungus. But
I did not have
toe fungus.
That was a fish.
But, one of the things we didn't talk about when we had the fish in the studio yesterday was the fact that... He was talking about the S rate for the fish, how quickly they poop after they eat your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed because when we had our feet in there, I noticed there were floaters in there as soon as they started devouring us.
And blamed me first.
I thought it was like your skin just sloughing off.
You didn't think it was my skin.
It wasn't that at all. They actually, and he said, as Johnny Ho said to me yesterday, they have a very special, very speedy metabolism.
Uh-huh.
And they S all the time.
Immediately.
They S right away. It was so funny. That is one thing where, the restrictions being what they I so wish people could have heard him say that when, when Johnny Ho was liberally using the S word to describe the digestive systems of the fish. It was a lot of fun. On the program today, wow. We have a big show for you. An author will be on the show. We love to talk to smart people that write books.
Yes.
But I got to tell you something. This is a fun book. This isn't a real serious read. The book is called Santa versus Satan.
Can't wait.
The official compendium of imaginary fights by Jake Kalish. Jake will be in here. We'll talk about who will win, Santa, Satan, and he's got the list of all these fights in here, and then the analysis as to why the certain people are going
to
win.
If we make up a fake fight, if we pose it to him, do you think he would be able to determine the winner?
If he's worth warm spit, he'll be able to do that.
Because that's what I'm hoping for.
I mean, he wrote a whole book about it. He should be able to do that. I would hope that he'd be able to do that. I'm looking at, I think they've got Barney against the Grimace in here. all sorts of great fights.
Grimace takes it going away,
Let me see. All right, hold on. Let me see.
And is it Grimace or
the artist versus the critic?
Grimace.
that's a,
and then we've got a pirate versus a ninja.
Oh, I like that.
You know, this is very, very cool. So we'll have Mr. Jake Kalish on the show today. Also from your Washington Redskins, a really good guy. What? Number 53, Marcus Washington will be on the show.
All right.
Fresh out of the probably the second go-round of training camp. I think, I don't know if they're, are they doing two-a-days now? Because this might be the second practice this afternoon.
I do
and
know
he'll
that,
talk to us right afterwards.
I do know that they're all very excited because it's not beastly hot today.
Yeah. Boy, so it's, man, I was on the motorcycle today. It felt so good
it's
to get that
day.
Cool air. But you know what? What we accept as cool weather down here now is 89 degrees. You know, what it is low humidity at about 89 degrees.
True.
If you're standing directly in the sun, it's still goddamn hot.
Yeah,
but now
is.
Because we've been on this, you know, in this baking oven for so long, we accept this as, hey, isn't that nice cool weather?
Sure.
DC's in a swamp. And the most important part of today's program, later in the broadcast, we will send Joe out to a grocery store near you. And we will play Supermarket Shuffle for a massive prize. Our WHO flyaway to Boston, Massachusetts. Ooh. That's round trip airfare for two, hotel dinner for two, and a pair of tickets to see the WHO live October 24th in Boston. That's a great prize. And if you know your prices and you're good at the grocery store, you'll want to tune in. And we'll explain the rules to you a little bit later on the show. All right?
Very good.
That
like
sound
it.
Like a good show today?
Sounds like a fine show.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, before we get rolling here, I want to talk about something that actually happened yesterday. I don't even think I mentioned to either one of you guys when I was rear-ended, so to speak.
And that's not so to speak.
When I was hit yesterday, when I was slammed into yesterday.
Right. When you were you were assaulted.
I was, you know, I was having a conversation with my lady. I was talking to Carla. And Carla had gone home and was watching the TiVo'd version of the Today Show that we have.
Right.
And incidentally, Rob, I probably have to get Buzz out to the house so I can, like, record stuff myself. Because I have the stuff that I, you know, that I always rely on you to grab for me.
Right.
Happy
well, what you
help.
Should do is just have Buzz move in for a while.
That's just
the
do
best.
It. I have, you know, Don gave me a DVD recorder a million years ago.
They're nice.
And I swear to God, it sits in the cabinet to this day,
we have to
unopened.
Fix that.
And I want to hook that thing up.
Not even open?
It's not opened. I didn't know where to put it. I didn't know where to hook it up, you know?
You hook it up right in series, just like you would a VCR.
I know how to do it, Rob. It's just, Rob, sometimes my life is complicated. Sometimes things just can't happen.
I'm mad at my DVD recorder
Rob,
right now.
Sometimes it is complicated, and
not
I just
this time,
I haven't gotten a chance to do it. But I'm talking to Carla right before I get hit, and Carla was just excited about the last segment of the Today Show. She said, you have to see this, and she was playing it for me over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is what went down. Anybody that's watched this show, and I mean, if you really are a normal working Joe, you're really not going to see this, you know, unless you're like a derelict disc jockey.
Right.
You're not going to watch the last hour of the Today Show, which I think is between 4 and 5 in the afternoon.
I don't even watch it anymore.
All day.
It's well, Rob, really, do you find it almost unwatchable? It's very difficult.
It borders on it.
It's Hoda Kotb. And Kathy Lee Gifford, who they have resurrected. There's only, you know, what I was going to say yesterday is watching Kathy Lee, I almost feel like I'm watching somebody who has to work, who has, you know, who does not have, who has run out of money. And the, you know, the Gifford trust fund has dried up and she's coming back into the workforce.
That fourth hour of the Today Show is best characterized as joyless and uninformative.
It's incredibly weird that they said to these two cacklers, they said, just go for it.
Right?
We're
yeah.
really not going to have to, you know, do what you did with Regis when you just shot the bull for a while, just to get up there and flap your gums for a while. Well, the problem is they have no ability to speak to one another. They don't listen to each other.
Hoda's a newscaster.
Why should they?
But Hoda is, I always thought Hoda was relatively smart.
I think she is, but I think it's a whole different mindset. Think of Regis. Regis is really good at that.
Yeah.
He's not smart.
You're right about that. They talk over each other. Like no show. I thought no one could eclipse The View as far as women.
I didn't either.
Talking at the same time. This blows it out of the water.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
When you watch, it's not, you get so frustrated that when they're going,
you can't make out anything.
And it's Kathy Lee doing her little, you know, the one eye thing that she did when she was on Regis. And, you know, it just reminds you how much we all
hated her,
Kathy Lee to start with.
Pretty soon she won't be able to help making that face.
So Carla calls me and says, you're not going to believe this guy had a little meltdown with Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Well,
I said,
good.
What kind of meltdown? Was he screaming? No, he wasn't screaming, but he really legitimately gets pissed off. And I didn't know, you know, how accurate. You can't really tell until you see it or hear it.
You're going to like it.
But
it's a real tasty, awkward moment.
This is awkward television because the guy is legitimately upset. And you can tell he doesn't like them. Yep. And he makes this little comment, and then they all try to go on. But do you know the guy's name, Rob?
I do. It's Sam the Cooking Guy.
Sam the Cooking Guy.
He's, of course, shilling a book.
Right.
And his big deal is that you can make borderline gourmet meals on garbage that you've already got in your cabinet.
Bethann, book this guy for one reason and one reason only. I want to really ask him what it was like to be dissed and whether he is getting the brush off from the Today Show. Sam the Cooking Guy,
and
that's
his
name?
This recipe that he's in the middle of, this tape runs a little over a minute. He's making, just to give you an idea, it's ramen noodles fried with leftover steak and bean paste.
What he's doing is he's taking the easy stuff you find, and you know, it's
leftovers.
Almost like a semi-homemade type of thing.
Yeah, right. But this didn't look all so good.
It didn't look that good, but that's his shtick, is that he takes stuff that's cheap in the grocery store and he goes for it. All right, let's listen to now just listen carefully, because at one point he gets frustrated that they're talking. You'll hear it. All right, let's listen.
And how much did you say that dish would cost?
Well, the steak that you guys bought for me was really, I really wanted that actually
pretty
in a top.
That was not supposed to go in there.
That's
just
not
it all
a problem.
Up.
So look, this is it, right?
Got a control issue.
Come on now. See, now look at it. It doesn't look
that's
as
beautiful.
Nice because I can't get any of that stuff on top.
It still looks good.
It does. It smells awfully good, too.
Okay, so we got this done,
so
right?
We did
all
pasta.
Pretty, really good, nice,
okay,
right?
Sam.
Now we whip her on back down here.
Come on,
here.
All right, let's go. What are we making?
Kathy's giving me the okay, Sam. So we're making a tuna. We're making a tuna.
The second thing we have
Please,
in our house.
Can I talk? I watch the show every day. Everybody has issues with a lot of chatter back here. Pay attention 1 minute. Ooh, that seems to work.
I hope you enjoy your relationship.
Good for Sam. Oh, now, stop it, Rob. Stop it for a second, because we're going to have to play that back again. And listen to the crew going out of their mind. You never hear the crew laugh like that.
No.
You hear people just going, ha ha. It's either nervous because of the situation.
Oh, it's very nervous.
All right, play it. Play
I backed it,
again. It
up a little bit. I love how when there's the awkward pause, the guest rescues it by saying.
Yeah, they because the girls didn't have anything
to
say.
They were shocked.
You
might
they
as well
were
just
out of their minds.
You might as well have just hit Hoda with a halibut. She would have expected it equally as much.
Listen again, and this is when the guy just gets frustrated. He's trying to start his recipe. He's trying to tell the ladies what he's doing, and listen to this moment, because it's pretty priceless. It really
hey, Sam,
is.
So we're making a tuna.
Why don't you get all of it in
we're making a tuna.
Tuna's the second
pizza.
Thing we have
Please,
in our house.
Can I talk? I watch the show every day. Everybody has issues with a lot of chatter back here. Pay attention 1 minute. Ooh, that seemed
I
to work.
I hope you enjoy your relationship.
All right, I hope you enjoyed your last time of the Today Show. I'm really kidding. Right, you. And I've already complimented you on how pretty
I
your dress is.
I was lying about your eyebrows. I think they're shabby.
All right. Okay, onion. I don't even know what I got. Cucumber, tomato, right. Kalamata olives.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. Did you stop it in sequence? Because I want you to continue after that. Now, Hoda doesn't really say anything to the guy. But Kathy Lee is she's the diva of divas, and she's going to make a little dig here she refers to the crew.
Yeah.
And listen to what she says about the crew.
Okay, here we go. This is where the tape ends.
Okay, onion, I don't even know what I got. Cucumber, tomato, Kalamata olives. We take some feta cheese. I love to buy the block feta cheese. I can hear the crew back there going, this guy, it's his last day here for sure.
They've been around a long time because they don't talk
By the
to
way,
us like that.
Can I?
See?
Oh, my
there
God.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Biatch.
And I feel so bad for this cooking guy, because really what they've done is they've given him about 10 minutes of material that he needs to do in 5 minutes.
Well, they're always like
that. Yeah, and they are really, really making it hard on this guy.
And, the cooking segments are traditionally the rushed segments that they jam in at the end of the Today Show. But this, here come the Scottos. And they're usually a chance for these people to get silly. But these two are running their mouths with completely oblivious to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Much less the fact that they have a guest. And it was so funny because the guy didn't want it. You know it was spontaneous rage on this guy's. I want to hear. All right, just one more time, Rob. I want to hear him do it, because it's such a beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to sound like George Takei here and go, it's such a delicious, awkward moment.
I invite you to listen, knowing what's coming up. Listen to the ramp up. And they really don't let this poor guy talk.
Exactly.
So, right. Here we go.
And how much would you say that dish would cost?
Well, the steak that you guys bought for me was really, I really wanted that actually
pretty cheap.
On top.
That was not supposed to go in there.
It's just not a problem.
Up.
So look,
mix
this is it,
got
right?
Got a control issue.
Come on now. See, now look at it. It doesn't look
That's
as nice because I can't get any of that stuff on top.
It still looks good.
It does. It smells awfully good, too.
Okay, so we got this done,
so
right?
We did
all
pasta.
Pretty, really good, nice,
okay,
right?
Sam.
Now
all
we
right,
whip
let's
her
go.
On back down here. Come over here.
All right, let's go. What are we making?
Kathy's giving me the okay, Sam. So we're making a tuna.
Why don't you get all of it in there?
We're making a tuna.
Tuna's the
second thing we have in our house.
Can I talk? I watch the show every day. Everybody has issues with a lot of chatter back here. Pay attention 1 minute. Ooh, that seemed to work.
I hope you enjoy your life.
All right. And the best moment, the best moment is the guy, instead of like being remorseful at all, he goes, hey, that seemed to work.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like, hey, I shut the hands up.
And
there we go.
I love that one moment of deep silence.
Yeah.
After he speaks.
It was amazing.
I love thinking that this is one of the biggest jewels in the NBC News empire.
I know.
It's the Today Show, for flip's sake.
It's the Today Show going with name over substance. I mean, you're going with Kathy Lee Gifford, and that's the big deal. And then, you know, Kathy Lee went out to lunch a couple of times with Hoda and drank some Chardonnay, and they thought the fact is they got along really well, and that's the way it worked.
And I don't believe they get along.
It's
No, I agree.
You know, I'm not sure. I really don't know. Because
it seems so forced to me.
But I think that Hoda was probably a catalyst for it. That's the way it was explained. You never know what they're saying that on TV. You don't know what's going on. But it was just a very, very special moment.
Yeah.
And they came back. It was the second to last segment of the show. When they came back from commercial to say their basic goodbyes, he's like in the middle, and they're all like standing very awkwardly. Obviously, they'd had a discussion about it. You won't hear any fallout about this because it's too much of too much of a throwaway, but it's pretty funny.
Unless he's the new host and they're the co-hosts starting tomorrow. That would be
fantastic.
Great.
That would be good.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to play you that. That's our tribute to Kathy Lee tonight.
I think Sam the cooking guy might be a good replacement for David Gregory.
I know. I know. You don't like David Gregory.
Do you?
I don't like David Gregory.
No.
He's very awkward on that
next
show.
Next time we have like 1 minute, 2 minutes to fill, let's play that tape again because I just enjoy hearing
it. It is fun. It's George Takei would say, deliciously awkward. All right. Something that came out on the show yesterday, something that came up on the show, one of Buzz's last newscasts yesterday.
One of Buzz's made-up stories.
One of his made-up stories. Ones. Well, I came in today, and I've been scouring, looking for the mainstream to pick this up, and I had Beth Ann call AP to see where they stand with it. This was the story about John Edwards and not only a mistress, but perhaps a potential
love child.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the National Enquirer staking out John Edwards' house,
hotel room, Beverly Hills,
waiting for him at about 2:40 in the in the morning.
Caught him coming out of the room.
And then he tried to like run up some stairs. This is all alleged, all according to the National Enquirer. Hasn't even come out in print in
the
Enquirer.
They say they have pictures.
Okay, but where is it right now? Because the comment that I think Beth Ann got from AP was, yes, we are aware of it. We have not chosen to go with anything just yet. So I said to Buzz, you know, be ready to discuss this and give us an update. And where are we on this this John Edwards story? Is anybody talking about it?
Sadly, no.
We were.
One guy.
And I mean, we play for that team, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about, I'm just curious about
the John Edwards team.
That's right. The great teeth and great hair team.
A blogger named Jack Schaefer, who works for Slate. A lot of people who've been online, who have the internet, are familiar with Slate, which, by the way, I guess is a service of the Washington Post company.
Now, Slate is like a blog? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. So you're still not into the land of credibility yet.
Very well established. They've been around for a while. And like I said, for what it's worth, this one's sponsored by the Washington Post.
Okay. All right. So, but that's what you, I mean, you know, you got to get what you get.
Here's what he wrote this morning. This may be the one guy who's talked about this very subject. And he points out, although the cases are different, at least 36 daily newspapers in the U.S. published the Larry Craig story the day after the scoop in Roll Call. According to Nexus, which monitors the media, this morning not a single U.S. daily mentioned the Enquirer piece. Now, he speculates that they're waiting to make sure, because all Edwards is guilty of at this point is coming out of a woman's hotel room at 2:40 in the morning. None of us have any way of knowing what did or didn't take place behind those doors.
Do they even know if he was coming out of a woman's hotel room?
Yeah, they do.
So they know that.
They've documented all of that.
All right. Does National Enquirer has a website, obviously, right?
Sure they do.
What are they saying on the website of the Enquirer? Is there anything, or are they playing it kind of coy, too, right now?
Again, you have to have a membership, and I'm not a member of their website.
Have they no headline or anything there?
Let me get to it and see. I will tell you, however, in the meantime, that Edwards, the other reason that the mainstream media is being careful about this story is because when the Enquirer first broke it back in October that Edwards was having an affair and that he had a love child, he issued a categorical denial of it. So until anybody can prove anything differently,
So the Enquirer went with this back in October as well.
Right.
And it didn't make any dent at all, because I don't remember this hitting. And I'd like to know on the Hill what the, you know, in this town, whether obviously there have probably been rumors floating around about John Edwards and, you know, whether there's something going on like this. But you're not aware of anybody in the mainstream media, whether it be a daily newspaper, a major network, of anybody that's maybe planning on going with this thing other than the Enquirer.
I think they're watching it. I don't think there's any question that they're watching the story and waiting for more substantiation, which we won't have really until the official Enquirer comes out on Friday.
Beth Ann, note to you, please, if we can, please see if we can get somebody from the National Enquirer that might maybe want to talk about this.
But
I bet they're not doing it, though. I bet they're not doing it yet.
Not a single reporter. Not a single newspaper, rather, covered this story this morning.
But the way I understand it is this is on the radar, and for whatever reason, they're choosing not to do this. Now, a lot of times, this is the system of checks and balances, you know? And when you were talking about the Larry Craig story that blogger is talking about, you were talking about an arrest. I mean, that was an arrest. That's far different than a bunch of photographers camping outside of a hotel.
Exactly.
However, you know, I'm going to wait and see, because you had this yesterday, and I'll be very curious. I had no – did you have any idea this was a story back in October?
No, I did not remember that from
October. I don't remember that at all.
No, it didn't get a lot of play. And
I assume – didn't it get the kind of play that this guy is you know, he's a good-looking, charismatic guy, and you kind of assume he would have women throwing themselves at him, and that's why this thing surfaced?
It didn't get a lot of play back then because there was virtually no substantiation to the charges. Now, with the Enquirer claiming that it has photographs, and they must, or they probably wouldn't make that claim, now that there is some substantiation, the rest of the media is waiting to see it so that they can report on it as well.
What troubles me about it is that if he had any feasible... sensible excuse for coming out of the hotel.
Right.
He should have offered it instead of running away.
Well, we don't know whether he ran away either. I mean,
But if we can go by what they said and what they claim they
have
pictures of.
They have pictures, you know, and I'm thinking of like classic runaway pictures,
well,
you know, where
he's just
going.
According to the description, that's what they have.
Deer in headlights.
Halfway up the street. We'll see what happens. This is going to hit when? Do we know when this is going to hit the store shelves?
The Enquirer comes out on Friday.
On Friday, so. We'll see what they have to say. But obviously the mainstream is not going with it. All right, I have to mention this. I think it might be not quite PC, but I really, for the very first time since all that crap went down, I never watched the guy before this, but when he got in trouble, I watched him after that.
And that is?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ah.
I watched it last night, and I have to say I had a great deal of difficulty.
You're smarter than that, and you're better than that.
I had a great deal of difficulty turning it off. There's one thing he does. Now, was he always charming with the felons on Dog the Bounty Hunter? Neither one of you guys watch it, right?
No. I've never seen it.
I
actually liked Dog as much as I hated Chris Angel last night.
Well.
I mean, I was turning it on because I know the Chris Angel thing was coming up. And I wanted, you know, ooh, he's going to walk on water.
Chris Angel's been messing with you all week.
Chris Angel has not only gotten into my TiVo, but Chris Angel does what all those guys do, which pisses me off.
Delight.
I wish magicians would just be magicians and not sit there for 20 minutes talking about how scary dangerous
they are.
How incredibly it's the carny hype taken to the extreme. But Dog the Bounty Hunter does this one thing where they're looking for this guy named, I think his name was Polo.
Right.
And Polo's hiding out in his girlfriend's house. Mm. And Polo's down in the basement. And they finally go down to the basement and they find Polo hiding under some dirty laundry. And then Dog the Bounty Hunter's got the cuffs on this guy and they're taking him to jail, but they couldn't be cooler to the guy. You know, he said, hey, you want a cigarette? And I like Dog because he's got big fat features too. He's got fat eyes, fat lips, a fat nose. He's got that big white trash hair. Uh-huh. He's got that delightful white trash wife of his.
His wife is something else,
and
isn't she?
Yeah, it's just, is it watching a train wreck to a certain point? It's like watching a train wreck, but I enjoyed it.
And so it was sort of easy to forget the trouble that he got into last year.
I mean, the thing about that, when he had the whole N-word controversy, and he was one of many that had the N-word controversy. I mean, the guy, talk about a mea culpa. I mean, he came out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you want to talk about a proper amount of remorse. And I really felt, I got the impression looking at the guy that the guy, you know, he was covering his own ass.
Well, yeah.
And everybody does that.
Sure.
But I also got the impression that it wasn't just career as much as he really was embarrassed by the entire thing.
Let's hope so.
That's just the way I felt about it.
Let's hope that's
I don't doubt for a second that the guy was throwing that word around like there was no tomorrow. You know, where it's like, hey, this is the way it is.
Right.
But my question would be, was he always like that with fugitives, or is this the new Dog the Bounty Hunter now that he got in trouble for using the N-word?
I hate to invite you to speak to this person because I think she would know. But Beth Ann would probably know.
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
She watches a lot of reality TV or actuality TV programming.
She likes that kind of stuff. Well,
she does.
She's at home a lot.
It snows a lot there.
At Beth Ann's house?
Yes.
Your example of a Mount
has
Everest
he always been? That. Has he always been like really nice to the fugitives after he catches them?
I believe he was a bad guy.
Well, he was in jail. I know he was in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. These are his contemporaries.
Here they come. All right. Let me thank you, Beth.
Have
a good show. Thanks for the quick visit. She cannot wait to get out of here.
She never got within 18 inches of the microphone.
No, she didn't want to stay.
She sort of played with putting the headphones on.
Sean, Centerville, Virginia. What can we do for you, Sean? Sean.
Thanks. I just wanted to say I've watched Dog, the Bounty Hunter, a few times, and it's funny because every time he gets those guys, he's all charismatic, like you said, and nice, and he'll put a cigarette in their mouth and, like, let them smoke it and talk to them and, you know, be all friendly with them. But right before that, he's shooting them with paintball guns and tackling them and you know, trying to, you know.
Oh, yeah, so once he gets the collar, once he gets them in custody, he treats them okay, though, right?
But absolutely. He's nice to them, lets them smoke a cigarette.
That's good.
I thought
it was kind of charming,
but
Rob.
He shoots fugitives with paintball guns? What good is that?
To mark them?
Oh, okay. They're not like on a course.
Wait, hold
on,
Rob. I don't have an answer for you. I'm going to ask this guy. Why does he shoot them with paintball guns?
Well, he can't use a real firearm because, you know, he's not a police officer. But I saw him the other day when a guy was on his roof, and they were just wailing him with paintballs. And the guy put his hands up and said, stop. You know,
it hurts. You remember?
It does hurt.
No, I didn't compete.
It does hurt. Okay, I appreciate that. Let's take one more call here. Let's go to Larry in Reno about Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, just an update. That's from a year ago, 2007 episode.
Oh, so that's not a new episode.
No, the new ones haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
And the reason he can't use a gun is he's a convicted felon.
Oh, okay.
In prison in Colorado.
Everybody likes Dog. Do you like him or not like him, Larry?
I love him. I like the way he goes after the guys, and then once he's got them, he tries to help him. He doesn't just keep.
Yeah, and I really kind of. I'd never seen it. I swear to God, and I found it kind of cool. I really did.
Somebody has to be nice to felons.
Somebody really does.
Might as well be Uncle Dog.
Uncle Dog, baby. All right, we'll have the first buzz and more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.